This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of this live Saturday edition of the program with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian
and Mark.
If you want to join us on the radio, you can do that. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. Or Skype in. Skype username lrn.fm. Also, there's our Discord on-air call-in line room, which you can join. It's the top chat room on our Discord server, where there are several different rooms in which you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. But the Discord call-in line room is the one where you can interact with us on the air during the live show. So go and check that out at discord.lrn.fm. If you're just tuning in, we've been talking sort of off and on about immigration, specifically these internal border patrol checkpoints, which I finally had the chance to go through one of these. Mark, you beat me to it by a couple of years, I think, down in El Paso on I-10, was it?
Yeah, that one's permanent. It's always there.
Right. This one is temporary, but it's always in the same place, apparently, on I-93 South in New Hampshire, near a town called Woodstock. We'll get back to that and what happened there, because it actually made the New York Times, these internal checkpoints, these northern internal New England checkpoints, did make the New York Times last week or this week. Anyway, Jane is with us listening, or on the line here, listening to WNIS in Virginia Beach. Go ahead, Jane. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello? Jane? In Virginia Beach? Do we have Jane? Jane going once? Jane going twice? Almost sounded like there was a line open there. I don't know. We're going to put Jane back on hold. Maybe something happened there with her cell phone. We'll get her back.
One never knows.
So here's the story from the New York Times. And again, I went through one of these checkpoints on Friday, and the video is now up. We played the audio from it at the end of the last hour. If you missed it, you can just go and check it out over at freekeen.com. That's freekeen.com. Here's the story from Matthew Haag, or Haag, H-A-A-G. Anyway, for 11 hours on Wednesday, drivers who wanted to travel through a remote stretch of northern Maine were asked a simple question. Where were you born? Border Patrol agents closed off all southbound lanes of Interstate 95 north of Bangor, Maine, stopping drivers, searching outside their cars with drug-sniffing dogs, and refusing to let them pass until they disclosed their citizenship.
Well, that says everything. If they're searching around, if they're stopping you and searching you with drug-sniffing dogs, that is an illegal search. I mean, come on.
Is it an illegal search? I mean, if they just have a dog on the side of the road where they are court authorized to be? Because the U.S. Supreme Court has said these things are constitutional, unbelievably.
They haven't said they're constitutional. They said that they were not, I think it was Ramirez, I'd have to look up the case, was not unduly detained.
Okay. So, well, I mean, they didn't say it was unconstitutional.
They did not.
At least one encounter was captured on cell phone video. This is in the Bangor, Maine area. Quote, good afternoon, ma'am. U.S. Border Patrol Immigration Inspection, an officer told two reporters with the Bangor News Daily who had heard about the checkpoint about 80 miles from the Canadian border and decided to drive to it and record their interaction. Kudos to the reporters for actually being willing to record a police interaction. Quote, what country are you a citizen of? Unquote. The driver protested, saying, if you want to continue down the road, then yes. Or excuse me, the driver protested, and then the agent further said, quote, if you want to continue down the road, then yes, ma'am, we need to know what country you're a citizen of. Unquote. Such immigration checkpoints on highways have been used by the Border Patrol for years, often along popular smuggling and drug trafficking routes in the Southwest, but their frequency has increased under President Trump, say
now,
federal officials.
I'd like to point out, when I went through one of these border checkpoints, and just now you played audio of you doing the same, we did not answer that
question. That's
right,
you did not.
So this clearly that person can travel down the road. And the Border Patrol agents can let them if they feel like it.
So the agents are lying, first and foremost.
Well, what the supervisor told me was as long as he was confident that I was a U.S. citizen and, you know, If you take my accent and I ask questions like, do you have reasonable, articulable suspicion that I have committed a crime, and, you know, things like that, and pointing out that there's a dog back there and it's clearly not an illegal immigrant sniffing dog because nobody's that stupid. At some point or another, that person is clearly going to come to the conclusion, I'm dealing with a U.S. citizen. Like, I don't have an accent like somebody from Canada or somebody from Australia or somebody from England. I speak English fluently, and I know a lot about English common law and the United States Constitution. So, yeah, he was safe in saying that I was a U.S. citizen. The United States claims me as their serf. It's true.
Yeah, and one of the folks who was actually harassed at the New Hampshire checkpoint is a congressional candidate here for U.S. Congress in New Hampshire, Justin O'Donnell. He's a Libertarian candidate. And on his video, he did not answer their question, but he ultimately gave them information that, like you did, Mark. But you didn't give them information, I don't think. You didn't tell them where you were born, did you, in your video?
No.
In Justin's video, he told them he was born in Boston, and that satisfied the agent and let them through. So that's another variant on admitting you're a U.S. citizen, basically, because if you were born in the United States, as you said, Mark, there's the rules that say that, you know, no matter who your parents are, you're considered to be a U.S. citizen. So that was why they let him through. After threatening him and telling him that if he did not answer the question, they would hold him in secondary until he answered the question. Now, according to the ACLU of New Hampshire, they had this to say about all of this situation. I'm just going to insert this here before we continue with the New York Times. But based on videos of the checkpoint recorded by motorists, the way CPB, the Customs and Border Patrol, is conducting these checkpoints is deeply disturbing, coercive, and unconstitutional. The CPB told motorists that they were, quote, required, unquote, to answer their questions. This is inaccurate. All individuals going through these checkpoints have the right to say absolutely nothing. CPB officials also told individuals that if they did not answer questions, they would be indefinitely detained until they agreed to answer. This, too, is not only a legally inaccurate statement, but it flies in the face of the Fourth Amendment and the cases interpreting it. This is, again, legal opinion from the ACLU in New Hampshire. The refusal to answer questions, says the ACLU, does not create reasonable suspicion or probable cause to prolong a stop at these checkpoints. If a person refuses to comply and CPB cannot promptly determine the person's immigration status, CPB must immediately release that person. CPB should cease its practice immediately of lying about the law and what is required in order to coerce compliance. So that's the statement, and man, what a scathing rebuke of the behavior of these guards, of these Border Patrol agents at these checkpoints by the ACLU of New Hampshire. I'm hoping that further action will come out of this. I know they have requested video from anybody who's gone through these checkpoints in New Hampshire, and I suspect they're considering what to do next. So we'll definitely keep you in the loop as that develops. And if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We're going to get Jane in here. I had our board op check on her, and I guess she's got a better signal or something got fixed. Jane, are you with us?
Yes, I am here.
You're on the air. Go ahead. Calling us from Virginia Beach, listening to WNIS.
All right. I'm experienced with Mexican and immigrants, and I lived in San Diego and spent 3 years and spent a lot of time in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I'd like to – there are a number of things I'd like to say, but one thing is no one talks about. Mexico is not a poor country. Mexico is extremely wealthy with gold mines, silver mines, lots of oil. They ship oil to Japan because Japan will pay twice as much for it than we will. Mexico has – owned by 5 or 10% of the people who have all the money. That's why they control the country and do not feed their people or medicate their people or give them housing. And it's very sad. And this country does not talk about that. And the rest of the world does not talk about what Mexico does to its immigrants. That's why they're so poor. That's why they need to escape to other countries to get a job and get food.
Well, it's the same old story. Yeah. And, Jane, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The same old story is that the people in the halls of power have connections to the wealthy, and they help the wealthy stay wealthy by, you know, giving them tax breaks or whatever, and preference, and government handouts, and all of that, corporate welfare, all these things. And they use it, of course, against the poor people to keep them oppressed and down, and it happens everywhere. More coming up.
From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the Crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the Crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the Crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The Crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the Crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation. A difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the Crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The Crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the Crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the Crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can dial on in here toll free. Join us on the air and bring up whatever you want. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
Also, don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. website, got a lot of features there. They're all completely free, so enjoy. One of the free things that you can do is you can actually get a free bumper sticker from us, courtesy of LibertyStickers.com. They are the quality libertarian bumper sticker creator that we actually contract with to create the Free Talk Live and LRN.FM bumper stickers. If you want a free Free Talk Live bumper sticker, well, obviously you could show up at ForkFest and just grab one from us. We had a stack of them throughout the week there. But if you don't do that, you can just send us what they call a self-addressed stamped envelope. You know, I say that for the kids out there who don't send mail. Self-addressed stamped envelope is where you take an envelope, put a stamp on it, put your address on the to area of the envelope, and then you put that inside an envelope and then send that to us. So you send us an envelope so we can just pop the envelope out, put our bumper sticker in there, and send it right back to you. So basically you're sort of prepaying for us shipping the bumper sticker to you, if that makes any sense. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll find our address, shipping address there. Just send us that self-addressed stamped envelope to the address we provide over at promote.freetalklive.com, and we'll get you that bumper sticker for free. So, Ian and Mark in the studio here. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. We're talking about the Border Patrol, internal checkpoints. New York Times writing a piece here about the ones that happened recently in the Bangor, Maine area and the Woodstock, New Hampshire area. According to the story here, these internal checkpoint frequencies has increased under President Trump. Now, that's not to say that Obama was a slouch here. I mean, this was going on heavily during the Obama 8 years, especially in the southern part of the United States. It's just we're seeing them more often, it seems like, up here in New Hampshire. And so apparently, according to the story here, the one in Maine was set up several days after agents already conducted a 3-day checkpoint on New Hampshire's I-93, at least the second checkpoint in New Hampshire so far this year. The recent checkpoints in Maine and New Hampshire resulted in the seizure of drugs and the arrest of at least 6 people on charges of being in the country illegally.
Wow.
According to Customs.
6 people in Maine?
And New Hampshire.
Wow.
Combined.
I'm surprised.
According to CPB, federal officials say the checkpoints are vital to confiscating illegal weapons, capturing suspected terrorists, and catching people believed to be in the country illegally. But drivers who encounter the checkpoints have long complained about them, saying they create unnecessary traffic jams and largely inconvenience local residents. They've also drawn the attention of legal groups, including the ACLU.
Well, if you want more of them, cooperate. Because the easier it is for them to do them, the more often they will.
But they say, Mark, that if you just go along to get along, you're going to get through sooner.
Absolutely. If you look at my YouTube video, it's the most watched YouTube video that Free Talk Live has, or,
on our channel, which is called Free Talk Live Radio.
Yeah, Free Talk Live Radio on YouTube. You will see a whole lot of people that just say, just tell them what they want to know.
That's right. Be
obedient. They're just doing their job. And my contention on this show is that the greatest atrocities in history have been committed by people who are just doing their jobs.
Yeah.
And you've got to stand up to something that you think is wrong. Now, look, I understand the problems the United States has with illegal immigration. I get it. But I think what's more important is that we abide by the precepts of English common law, and that is that in order to detain someone, you must have reasonable, articulable suspicion that they've committed a crime. Not just you, although you can do something like that, but a law enforcement officer must have reasonable, articulable suspicion that you've committed a crime, and the Supreme Court, because they understand the problems that are encountered by law enforcement in trying to enforce border laws and these sorts of things, immigration laws, they kind of fudged the issue.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a bad ruling. This is a bad ruling by the highest court in the land, and there's only one way to make them do it right. They've done this before. Remember Plessy versus Ferguson? Brown versus the Board of...
They've overturned themselves,
you mean? They've overturned themselves multiple times. The Dred Scott case, this happens all the time in U.S. history. All you have to do is look.
It's just opinion.
Right.
That's
what it is. They tell you it's an opinion. In the 5-4 opinion,
yep.
In the dissenting opinion, it's, these 5 people out of 9 get to make U.S. law. It's not the legislators. It's not the presidents. None of those people. It's the Supreme Court. They decide what the law is. And I want to know. I want to know if 1,000 years of jurisprudence has been overturned because the United States needs to secure its borders. And if it has, it's time for a new revolution. Because if we don't have jurisprudence, we don't have anything.
Let's go to Roberto, listening to WIVC in Indianapolis on FM. Go ahead, Roberto.
Howdy. I got to say, the borders are wide open, and these border checkpoints, they're checkpoints. They're not detention points or anything
like
that. Well,
to drive right through one, Roberto.
Oh, and my commercial vehicle? Yeah, I suppose I could if I wanted to.
But, oh, yeah? What do you think is going to happen?
The Border Patrol, they have a job to do. I can either help them do their job, or I can make it
like an obedient serf.
No, yep. Not an obedient serf. They no. have their job to do as in a border patrol agent. They have those checkpoints strategically placed where people will access the United States in those checkpoints.
What's strategic like about a checkpoint that doesn't move?
Because when you access the United States, you come down roads.
Now, I understand
there's
that.
There's people that try and get around those, but they're very effective in catching illegitimate citizens.
They're very effective that's in catching people with drugs
want.
In their car.
Yes, that's what the drug sniffing agents are for. Yes.
Right,
but
that's what they use them for.
You have a problem with them.
Yes, I do.
You have a problem with them catching.
I should think they should do real jobs. That's what my contention is.
You're kind of beating around the bush.
Okay.
Our borders are insecure. They're trying to do the best job.
What's
they
the point
can.
Of having a secure border?
The point of having a secure border to make it so we can have a country.
Wait a second. What country has had secure borders in the history of the world?
Huh. I guess you live part of the New World Order and you don't think that the United States...
Oh, I'm part of the New World Order. You know what? My check is late. Could you check in with the Bilderbergers and have them send me my check?
I'm assuming they already have.
No, well, you're assuming wrong.
So, Roberto, what you're saying is you love checkpoints. You, as a professional driver, love to be inconvenienced because, for you, it makes you feel good knowing that the government's out there looking out for all those people that want to come here and make a better life for themselves, and you don't mind any amount of inconvenience. You
want
more checkpoints.
I want them to come legally, and that is the Border Patrol doing the best
So you are totally fine with being stopped on your routes as you're going from point A to point B. It makes you feel good.
What if they came to your house and wanted to check your bedrooms to make sure you didn't have illegal aliens in them?
Oh, now that would be crossing the bounds.
Oh, now we have now they're crossing the bounds. Detaining somebody without reasonable articulable suspicion, destruction of 1,000 years of jurisprudence, that's not crossing the bounds.
Thanks
but coming to your house is.
Call.
The fact is if you want secure borders, you must have a police state. You can't have anything else. There's
that's
one
right.
country on this planet with secure borders. That's North Korea. You want them, you move there.
All right, more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
The ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Garambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Garambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is defending his zero-tolerance immigration policy, even as protesters denounce it. WCBS reporter Kelly Waldron tells us about a demonstration at a detention center near New York City.
Concerned residents stood outside the gates of a facility here in Westchester County as Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney and others tried to get inside to see how many migrant children separated from their families at the border were brought here. But they were turned away at the gates and told to wait 2 weeks.
If we sit around and we're dumb enough to let them delay for 2 more weeks, somebody's parent is going to get deported, and that kid's still going to be here.
He's backing legislation that would require the State Department to work with embassies in Central America to get these families reunited immediately.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here toll-free. Bring up whatever is on your mind. As we continue here on this live Saturday edition, joining you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
Don't forget, you can go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com, all kinds of cool stuff there, free on the website for you, including our Twitch channel where you can watch the show over at twitch.lrn.fm. If you prefer, you may do that. Again, it's free, like all the other great features we have, twitch.lrn.fm. If you follow us on Twitch, then you'll get a notice whenever it is that we go live, if you've got your notifications turned on for the Free Talk Live lrn.fm channel. So once again, go to twitch.lrn.fm. And if you're an Amazon Prime user, you get one free Twitch subscription per month. You can assign that to us if you like. If you've never assigned a subscription anywhere, it's a feature you just haven't been using of Prime, so it's money that Amazon keeps. But if you assign it to us, then LRN.fm gets about $2 or $2.50 from that. So if you take the moment to do that, there's a little star that comes up on our video window. It makes it super easy to do that. And then there's instructions below on how to connect your accounts and all that over at twitch.lrn.fm as we continue here. And of course, you can bring up anything that you want. We've been talking about the Border Patrol internal checkpoints, which some people just seem to love these things. The comments on YouTube, if you actually read those things. I was watching Justin O'Donnell's, he was streaming it on Facebook, So when I watched that, that shows the comments popping up there as he was streaming live. You can see those two.
Right.
And, of course, all kinds of people are like, you should just answer the question of whether you're a U.S. citizen, because if you don't, then you look, you hate freedom or something like that. There's just all kinds of very angry people who want to see everybody just obey the Border Patrol, and they hate it when people stand up for themselves. As you were suggesting people do earlier, Mark, you were saying that if you oppose tyranny, then you ought to do something about it and actually refuse to obey these little tyrants.
Well, for one thing, you know, people, it's all wrapped up in patriotism. Remember, don't forget the Border Patrol's got little flags on the side of its border, on the side of its sleeves. And, you know, and the idea is if you don't have a border, you don't have countries. There's never, you know, in the history of countries, there aren't countries that people don't come across the border, you know, to either escape or to enjoy the limited amount of freedom that they get from them. So, you know, I'm sorry, secure borders doesn't make a country. The only reason the United States needs secure borders is because it's prosecuting wars all around the world. I mean, there's in more than 100 nations, there's more than 1,000 military bases. There's no other nation on the planet like that.
That's going to create a few enemies, is what you're saying.
Well, obviously.
So let's go to your calls and thoughts. You're welcome to comment here as we go to Joe, listening to WZTK-FM in Michigan. Hello, Joe. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. I've been listening. I just wanted to offer a comment that would there be a possibility when you said they were, you know, inside the border doing these checks, looking, you know, asking what country of origin you were. They might not have been looking for drugs. Could they have possibly been looking after a tip about bombs or something like that? It's just a very...
They've admitted that they're drug dogs. They're walking a drug dog. Yeah, up and down through the traffic. So as everybody's standing there just waiting to go through this checkpoint, they've got a dog and a man and a handler walking down the traffic and doing who knows what.
Okay, I didn't hear that part, so I just thought... Could have been a
and they're there regularly, by the way. It's not like they just come together at some random point. They come to this these locations regularly. This is not the first time this year that this checkpoint has been there. It's not the first time in the last decade. It's been multiple times at this location over many years.
Right. If you want to subjugate people, you have to have these sorts of things. You have to cow them a little by little. You have to turn up the gas on the frog over time. You can't just lay at all on them at one time. Mm-hmm. Look, I don't know what their purposes are. As far as I'm concerned, the CPB, the Customs and Border Patrol, is basically a government make-work program. I mean, I can't really see it as, I don't see it as terrible tyranny. I just see it like any other government program. Its whole purpose is to spend money.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else, Joe?
With you with that.
Hey, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. I see it as tyranny.
You know what? Republicans love government bureaucrats when government bureaucrats have guns on their hips.
Anytime.
Otherwise, they're just, they're, you know, shiftless losers and all that other stuff. But when they got guns on their hips, I love America.
It's still tyranny because it is taking people away from their freedom. And anytime you've got some bureaucrat interfering with your right, which should be your right to live free. If you're not hurting other people, if you're not threatening to harm other people, like the government does, but if you're a peaceful person going about your business, you should not be molested. There should not be any man with a gun threatening you, waylaying you, and threatening, in this case, to take away your freedom until you answer his question. That happened. And it happened on video. It wasn't in our video. It was in Justin O'Donnell's video, and you can link it. It's linked to in my blog post over at freekeen.com. To act like that's not tyranny, Mark? I'm sorry. That's absolutely tyranny. Just because they didn't pull him through the window of his car and beat him that time, which, by the way, has happened to people. There was a guy, a priest, I think a pastor of some sort in the southern area of the United States several years ago, who got pulled through his window and beaten within inches of his life by these men. So just because that doesn't happen doesn't mean it's not tyranny. If you have freedom and men with guns take it away from you arbitrarily, you have tyranny. You have the beginnings of a horrifying tyranny that is being built right now. Where, the checkpoint's only there sometimes. Although, if you're in the southern U.S., it's some of them are there all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to go through them every single day. If you go to work that direction and come home from that direction, you're subject to being inspected, subject to being questioned, subject to being searched. That's not freedom.
Right, and the one caller who called in, the idea that, come on, strategically placed, let's be serious. You can't put a checkpoint in a given area on Interstate 10 and expect you're just going to catch a whole bunch of illegals in it. I mean, that's not a government make-work program?
Right, because somebody who wanted to could just drive around it, probably avoid it.
Sure.
Presumably. Let's continue here. Nick's on the line listening to WPG in New Jersey. Hello, Nick. In Atlantic City.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, go ahead, sir.
Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Yes, sir. That's what we do. Go ahead.
I was riding along down the road. I said, let me pull over see if I can talk to you down there. It's funny you mentioned tyranny, because what I wanted to tell you about was a very wise man spoke on it a long time ago. He said, this very wise man, I'll tell you who he was. This is what he quoted. He said, if we don't hang together,
we will hang
separately. Ben Franklin said that.
That's right.
All right? Now, this is the deal, man. There's no borders and fences anywhere, really. People just kind of drew up lines in the sand. It shouldn't be like that. But the fact of the matter is, guys, it's like the lifeboat is full. And if we can't take care of our own poor and homeless, why should we take care of other people? My heart goes out to them, you know? I don't know what to do.
So the lifeboat is not full. I agree with you that the welfare in the United States sucks, and it is broken, and it needs to go away and be replaced by alternatives that are privately run, that are voluntarily contributed to. And if that were the case, then there would be no ending to the amount of lifeboats that this country could offer the rest of the world. As long as the people in the United States have the compassion to donate to these charitable organizations to help the poor escape from oppression around the world, we'd have plenty of ability to do that. But unfortunately, because the government's they're redistributing wealth by force, well, you've got a bunch of people who aren't willing to donate to charity because they'll say things like, well, I'm already giving money to taxes, and so therefore the government is taking care of it for the charity side of things, and so they don't give extra money. So if we didn't have government doing welfare, more people would likely donate. And the charities, even if fewer people donated, charities are more efficient than government welfare programs.
Well, don't forget also that poor people in other countries just want to come here to work.
Right, a lot of them do. Yeah,
and they can work to make money rather than having to be taken care of.
Correct.
They don't want your charity.
A lot of them.
They just want an opportunity, just like our ancestors had.
But some people might be escaping tyranny and they're refugees, and they could use
sure.
a hand up.
That'd be awesome.
In those cases, not a handout though, and that's what they would get from private charity if they were actually able to operate without all these government welfare programs getting in the way and stealing people's money from them, which is quite offensive.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Take control of the airwaves here. We're talking about the Border Patrol and their internal checkpoints that could pop up in a city near you and inconvenience you as you're on your way to wherever it is you have to go, because likely you're going somewhere because you should probably be there by now. But unfortunately, the federal government has a different plan for you. Their plan is to interrogate you and ask you questions about your citizenship.
Let's not forget that the federal government was created by people who said no to their government.
Good point.
They
seceded, in fact.
They realized that if you wanted to have freedom, you had to do something about it. I'm not saying you need to pick up arms and shoot government agents
center
of mass.
That's not going to help.
It's probably not.
Yeah.
We're not. I don't think we're that far gone at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But there are always people out there. They're just doing their jobs. Well,
yep.
There's lots. History is replete with tyrants and their minions who are just doing their jobs.
Right.
I mean, every atrocity that you can think of was done by people who were just doing their job.
And usually those atrocities came after the sort of normal thing. Oh, we're just going to round you Jews up and come on into the cities. Come on in. We're just going to bring you on in here. Oh, you don't have anything to worry about.
Ghettos?
Yeah, right. They brought them in from the countryside into the ghettos. But regardless, there's always
steps.
Towards these tyrannies.
They drove the Indians to this location or that location, right.
Border Patrol agents, according to the New York Times, have been given broad legal authority, which has expanded during the current administration, to conduct the stops and other operations and to ask anyone about their immigration status. But remember, just because they've been given the authority to ask doesn't mean you are obligated to answer. Now, I'm not an attorney, but that's my understanding of how the system is supposed to work.
Right.
However, Border Patrol agents here, according to the story, inspections have also extended to bus and train stops, where federal agents in Florida, Maine, New York, and Washington State have recently asked riders about their immigration status.
Sure.
While the agency's name might suggest that its purview is limited to the immediate border, officers can work in any area within 100 miles of the perimeter of the United States. And I've heard that's not necessarily true, but...
Why is it 100 miles?
Yeah. It's a wide swath of the country that is home to an estimated 200 million Americans and fully covers at least 11 states.
So, when they say 200 million Americans, there's about 300 million Americans.
Right, 330 or something. Maine's international borders with Canada and the Atlantic Ocean make the entire state open to immigration authorities. It's difficult to determine how often the Border Patrol conducts highway checkpoints or stops riders at transportation stations. CPB issues news releases about the results of some of the stops, but doesn't publish comprehensive details on how often they occur or how many people are stopped. The nearly 6-minute video of the Maine encounter offered a window into the reach and power of the Border Patrol at a time when its enforcement of the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy has come under intense criticism. The reporters asked the Border Patrol agent why the checkpoint had been set up. The agent says, quote, this is revealing, quote, it's just a random checkpoint. It's within 100 miles of the border. We just occasionally set them up to see what we can catch. It's a fishing expedition, folks.
Yeah.
And you're the fish.
Yeah.
They're going after you. Whether or not you're a so-called illegal or not, they might catch you with some marijuana.
Well, that's
which is
they
still
did.
A federal crime.
They caught all kinds of people with drugs and, you know, whatever else.
The agent adds that the officers look for signs that include how many people answer their questions and if they speak with an accent. He argued the stops were fair and free of potential bias because every person who passed through the checkpoint was asked the same question. So everyone treated equally under the tyranny.
Well, if they're looking for accents, then it's not fair.
Border Patrol officers have long come under criticism for why they decide to stop some people and not others. They've been accused of making subjective and arbitrary judgments, and CPB instructs
it would have
agents.
To be subjective. Is not the difference between an Australian accent and Jamaican accent subjective?
Indeed, Customs and Border Protection instructs their agents to not consider a person's race or ethnicity, but, according to one of the people in my vehicle, while we were, you know, getting semi-pulled over at this checkpoint that I played the audio from earlier, they noticed that everyone in the screening area seemed to be of brown coloration. So it doesn't seem like the officers are ignoring the race of people going through.
Look, I'm not mad at the officers for that. It's pretty clear that if you're trying to find illegal aliens, you know, who you should be looking for generally. I mean, that's pretty much obvious. The problem is that those people, A, are employed in a government make-work program in the first place, and B, are able to stop people without reasonable, articulable suspicion. The jurisprudence doesn't come into play, that they don't need probable cause, none of these things.
Emma Bond, staff attorney at the ACLU of Maine, said she found it troubling. The Border Patrol agent in the Maine video mentioned the officers take note of a person's accent. She said, quote, the Fourth Amendment requires explicit neutral limitations on the conduct of individual officers. Yet here, the Border Patrol officer in the video claimed that it's the agent's determination whether to detain people and that suspicion could be based on accent, could be anything. Unquote. Let's go to your calls here. Troy's on the line in Tennessee listening to WGOW. There in Chattanooga. Hey, Troy.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey, good. You're on the air. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, we got laws in place. Why can't we just enforce them or change them?
How about abolish them? Let's abolish all victimless crimes.
Well,
which includes crossing imaginary lines in the sand called borders.
Well, I mean, wouldn't it be better to go through Congress and the Senate
to
change the law?
You have to go through Congress.
It would be awesome
them.
If a bunch of liars and thieves would do what was right, but when's the last time you saw politicians doing what was right, Troy?
Well, I'm just saying that I think that we should just do it the legal way. And, you know, I mean, right now, the
slavery
laws
was legal, Troy.
They can't come in without going through the proper process, and we're getting...
Why is the government proper, in your mind? Why is anything they do considered proper, sir?
I didn't say the government is proper. What I'm saying is we
have
laws.
Well, what's the proper process?
So what do you want to do, throw out all the laws?
Yeah, throw it all out.
Well, here's what I would say.
Abolish the federal government, too.
I'll repeat it for you. We allow anybody
Wait,
in this country.
No,
Troy,
no,
hold on. You asked me a question, Troy. I'm going to answer it for you. Here's the answer to the question. Let anybody who wants to come in this country come in. They can't vote. They can't receive any kind of government assistance. Good enough?
But they're trying to get government assistance.
No, they are not necessarily.
Hold on. Some of them are trying to get government assistance. Some of them want to work hard like your ancestors did. So if they get government assistance, if they cheat and lie and get government assistance, then they've lied on a government form, and that's a crime, right?
But we're not doing anything about that. We're
Who's
just letting
we?
Them get away with it.
From what I can tell, there's a bunch of people in
detention.
Do you
need a giant Customs and Border Patrol apparatus spread across the nation, stopping people on roads to make sure that immigrants don't fill out government paperwork incorrectly? I'm suggesting a tremendous leaning of the system. You spending far less money on Customs and Border Patrol protection. And I'd just like some acknowledgement that you understand that lying on a form is a heck of a lot easier to figure out than, you know, who's in that car and whether they're legal or not.
To say they're not doing anything is pretty ridiculous, too. I mean, we just talked this week about the thousands of individuals and families that are being held in, you know, pretty awful conditions, like chain-link fences indoors, under those space blankets to try to keep warm in these brittle cold facilities that they're being held in with their family members. I mean, this is not doing nothing. How about the continuing raids on businesses? You run a meat packing plant? Good luck, because they seem to be targeting those places with armed men coming in and looking through files, looking at paperwork at the point of a gun. That stuff's happening in the United States. And just because it hasn't happened where you work doesn't mean that it's not coming to your employer soon. How are you going to feel then? Thank you for the call tonight, Troy. Let's continue here. CJ on the line.
Question. Hang up on
you're on Free Talk Live. It's rhetorical. CJ, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Yeah, that was really interesting conversation, actually. I was really getting into it. And I agree, by the way, you know, the government has, you know, no authority to tell people where they can't, you know, go travel as far as north, south, east, west, and arbitrary lines written on a map. But because the show's ending here, I actually did want to just direct everybody to an article that was written in Men's Journal recently about mushrooms and actually how they are now the absolute safest drug to take. They did a statistic test, and they are the least emergency room visits now.
Fascinating.
From mushrooms. Yep.
I love mushrooms. I did some over the last week at the Fork Fest, and it was fantastic. Thank you for the call tonight, CJ. I wish we did have more time to talk about mushrooms and tripping and things like that.
People.
But anyway, we are out of time here tonight, and we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, if you didn't get in tonight, well, that's okay. We got a live Sunday edition you can join us for tomorrow, 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time, every single day. This is Free Talk Live. Have a great weekend.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.